Oh, Shanti, good morning. Thank you, Jan. Daddy will be leaving to go to Gatwick this morning.
Om Shanti.
Respond, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daddy. Jasu Ben and Chuti Hansa Ben probably together have already gone with the luggage. So today is Saturday. Give a donation and the eclipse will be removed. That's all. Very simple matter. Absolutely simple. Whatever you have, just give it as donation. From the heart. Donation is given from the heart. It's not something that you ask about and give. In order to remove the eclipse that's within, who would you give it to? Not to anyone else except Baba. You have the thought and that's it. You've given it. It's sacrificed. So this time, many have written very good experiences of the last 9 days. But my experience is that my sweet Baba has sent me to the foreign lands and said, child, make a mini Madhuban wherever you go. And I had the question, Baba, what should I do when I get there? Baba said, make a model of Madhuban, a model. To make a model, are Baba's words, so may Baba's words come true. They are the words of the true father, the true teacher, the true Satguru. His great versions are the truth. And the experience of now, I don't know what your experience is, but now the experience is of a gathering, the gathering in which the flame has come and it's ignited, in which all of us sacrifice ourselves. And it is the gathering of Madhuban that is remembered in this context. But of course here too, Madhuban and the family are souls who have converted. The family here are those who have also converted and have belonged to Baba. And we say that heaven was in Bharat, but Bharat itself was the world. And so in order to rule the world, Baba needs children from all over the world. And the children also should not be ordinary. The gathering we had last night, someone has written a very good experience and they themselves will share that. It would be good if they do share that. To see anybody else's fault is to claim a status of a subject. One who is to claim a royal status doesn't look at these things. Doesn't look at the faults of others. Even in the Copper Age, we receive a kingdom, but that is in order to donate, to give to others. At the confluence age, we are becoming donors, great donors, and bestowers of blessings. What do you think? It's not just a matter of giving a little, but we give everything. We surrender ourselves. We give the donation of knowledge, of virtue, of time. That is very happy that we have used her time so well so that she could perform the act of charity. Last night, the gathering was wonderful. So much charitable action through serving the innumerable souls who are there so that they could have a taste of what real peace is. This is at Covent Garden, that venue. And so they had a taste, a flavor of what true peace is, and they all started smiling, and they smiled throughout the program. And what Baba has said, donation of knowledge, virtue, let there also be the donation of power from the Almighty Authority. So this is not a point of knowledge, but experience is saying that if you see even a little bit of defect of others, think about that defect, it means that you are reducing your status to that of a subject. To claim a royal status, to claim a kingdom, means the person has to be royal in their personality. If there's the influence of another, even slightly, it means you lose your kingdom. If you make a mistake out of being suppressed by something, someone, then you lose your kingdom. The list of those who claim a royal status is short. You think of the dadis. For the dadis, it is just the father and the inheritance. The father, the one who's giving the inheritance, will give it when he sees that the child is worthy. Not that because he has children, he's going to give an inheritance. No. What is the quality of the child? So, claim the inheritance now, the inheritance that you're receiving from the father. In golden age, Lakshmi and Narayan will have a kingdom, but they've claimed it from here, from now. So, the eyes are on the bestower, the one who's going to give everything. The eyes are not drawn to anything or anyone else. This is the royalty. Is Jyoti Ben? Is Sindhi Jyoti Ben here? That is asking. Jyoti Ben has taught both her sons this. And the sustenance she's given them is that she has given so much very good sustenance to them, their eyes should not be drawn to anything, anyone. And you see this in these two sons, that they are just like that. They are not attracted to anything. And this is the way Dadi sustains us, the love and the sustenance she's given to her sons, that the eyes should not be drawn to anything. And throughout their life, they have had this, been in this experience. The eyes are not drawn. And this is royalty. At the time, your eyes are drawn to something and you start thinking, I should have this, I should have that. Well, that's it. You lose that kingdom. The sanskars of a royal person would be like that of the father. After all, it's the status of Lakshmi and Narayan that you are claiming. How should you have yoga, direct yoga? Through Brahma Baba, not direct that you and Shiv Baba, it won't happen in that way. Shiv Baba is present in this one, is teaching us. Even to this day, he is with that one. The two are together. Before you could see Shiv Baba in this Brahma Baba, and it looked, it was such a nice experience, and it was so lovely to see the two together, and to know now still the two are together. And so let your intellect dangle from up there. And Baba used to say, if someone makes a mistake, then the biggest punishment is that of hanging. And even if the children make some mistake, the father hangs us. He says to us, you have to die alive. That is to say, You have to be spiritually alive, but die from this world. And so the rope with which he hangs us is the rope of love. And that he remembers that scene of just hanging. And everyone says, okay, now this one has gone, this one has left the body. And so to offer bhog to Baba for having died alive, then that's not an ordinary thing. Baba has put us on the noose and if you think so-and-so is like this, they're like that, from that moment that you say it, you reduce your status, you lose your status. I don't know how that he thinks. I don't know how people even write these things. Think about what Baba is making you, from what we were to what he's made us to what he's changing us into further still. You look at yourself. What was I before? Okay, in comparison to the world, I was not impure, I was not as sinful, but I still had become separated from God. There was a bit of feeling for society, attachment, thinking about what society wants, what people want of me, how doing things as they dictate. But it will become clear that he is pointing to an attitude that's not attracted to anything at all. Your eyes don't sink in anything. That sort of attitude. What is that? What does it mean to have that attitude where the eyes are not attracted to anything? After all, what is there in the world? What is there? It's just that this world has become tamopradhan. The elements have become tamopradhan. People of the world are tamopradhan. I have to be virtuous, satoguni, and satopradhan, completely pure. And the eyes are not drawn to anything at all. They don't get pulled in anything at all. And it is the vision that previously caused us sorrow. And there's a connection of our attitude with our drishti and vice versa. See how our drishti goes into our attitude through people or things of possession, luxuries, and then my vision gets spoiled, and your eyes close in remembering Baba, but they open in remembering others. Your eyes open to seeing objects, things. Your eyes open to listen to the conversation of people, but your eyes close in remembrance of Baba. At the moment you mention Baba, the eyes close. Such a huge contrast. So that your eyes and ears can remain open, but the eyes close, the ears close at the same time. So it's a matter of having a very good connection. When Dadi used to study the Gita, she used to think about this attitude that's not attracted and about being the conquerors of attachment, and that's the last chapter of being the conquerors of attachment. So one who makes real effort, they will make the Sahib, the Lord, the Master, your companion, and making him happy, keeping him happy. We say, when the child has courage, the father helps. Do you follow, Murli Dada? a child has courage and the father helps. And the Lord is pleased with an honest heart. If the Lord is pleased, then that's it. You've achieved everything. How can you make the Lord happy? It's simple. He says, you just keep an honest heart. And we remember this. We remember it really properly. That my Lord, Dadi Singh Mahesh Bhai is here because it's Saturday, he's able to be here. And by being present in class like this, you can claim a royal status, because whatever actions I perform, seeing me, others will follow. They will do the same. And the latest things that he's saying, she used to say in the early days, that doesn't matter what you have to do, do it afterwards, do it another time. At the time of class, be present in class. Maybe Sister Jayanti doesn't tell us these things nowadays, but Dadi used to emphasize this in the early days a lot. And so we were present in class on time. One main thing, to claim a royal status is not a matter of claiming the status, the throne of the future, but it's a matter of claiming God's heart throne now. So if I have claimed God's heart throne, I'm in His heart, it means He's in my heart. And first, I want to sit on His heart. For that, I need an honest heart, absolutely honest heart. That is, out of love, I make my heart so honest. So what would he do? One who is on the heart is the closest of all. Who will be in the kitchen? Who will look after the work of the kitchen? It is those who are on Baba's heart throne. You would never sulk with other Brahmins. They're your brothers and sisters. To be loved by everyone, to have love for everyone, but to be totally detached. And then people will wonder how you are so detached. And to be loved means to take love from mother and be loving towards everyone and to be loved by everyone, but at the same time detached. And every scene of the drama is very good. Baba is the benefactor. And so this message, this point that Indu was revising with Dadi, Baba is the benefactor, drama is beneficial, and both at this confluence age with time are working well. And if I ask the question why, then what's my state going to be? Drama has been ordered. This confluence age has the order. As Baba has said in today's Murli, destruction will happen, but it's not going to be sin incurred by us. It's not sin that's going to be incurred by God that destruction takes place. No, it's a matter of cleansing. All of us will go to the land of peace. It's not a matter of sin for us. But time has come. Baba has come. Souls will return home. It's the time for everyone to die. And we leave the body peacefully. And so then it's that all of that happens peacefully, and Dadi says, okay, prepare to return journey now. But if my soul is stumbling here, then it will stumble even later on. And Dadi was thinking about angels. She was saying to Gayatri Ben, first I'm a child of God, then I'm a student. God is teaching me to become an angel. Deities are not going to be thinking about angels, but our teacher is saying you have to become an angel. And so, if I have the teacher's study in my life, then It's my life that receives the first benefit. So Baba reminds us, child, this time is beneficial time. This, and I say, Baba, it's you who is making it possible. And if I say whatever's in the drama will happen, Baba says, silent, silence. You do what I'm telling you to do. I'm the one who's inspiring you. All you have to do is follow. So all of you, Vijay, Sanjay, Rajiv, all of you become such that you become like one, united, Kumars, strong. Sisters also have to perform wonders. So, Om Shanti. And so this gathering should be like that of the moths that surrender to the flame. So anyone who comes here will feel like going into that flame. So once you have sacrificed yourself, how can you be separated from God? Okay, understood. Okay. And so Daddy will go directly from the hall to the car. So we'll have a song now. And we say thank you to Daddy. The flame has ignited in the gathering of the moths. Directions, yet we remain distant from you. You feel compelled to meet that one. This is the punishment in the world, that we remained so far from God. For those who are crazy for God, this has been a punishment, the distance.
Jalne ka hai naam jawani, patthar
Mm-hmm.